The site you are standing in is the remains of a historical structure that still speaks of its former glory, the Temple of Anahita. Long ago, this was a sacred place of worship dedicated to one of the greatest goddesses of ancient Iran, Anahita, the goddess of flowing waters, pure rains, fertility, and the protector of innocent souls. In pre-Islamic Iranian culture, Anahita was not merely a goddess, but a symbol of life, birth, and the feminine power of nature. People worshipped her near rivers and springs, and built temples in her honor. Here in Kangavar lies the largest temple known to be dedicated to her. Many archaeologists believe that construction began during the Parthian era and was completed in the Sasanian period. But how was this temple built? A massive stone platform, about 210 by 244 meters, composed entirely of large carved stones stacked without mortar. The height of the stone walls in some parts reached up to 20 meters. The temple had a stone staircase on its southwest side. The main structure had two levels. The lower level consisted of the substructure and base of the platform. The upper level housed the prayer hall, columns, and possibly a central altar or fire sanctuary. Archaeologists believe the main altar was located in the center of the upper floor. Today, this grandeur exists only in the minds of archaeologists and in reconstructed images. Many parts of the temple have collapsed or been destroyed by time. The columns no longer stand, and the prayer hall has left only traces in the soil. Yet even in ruins, the majesty of the Temple of Anahita remains impressive. The platform, towering walls, staircases, and precise stone arrangement bear witness to the engineering genius of ancient Iranian architects. The Temple of Anahita in Kangavar is not just an archaeological site. It is a symbol of the beliefs of ancient Iranians, of their reverence for water, women, and nature, a place where history, faith, and art are silently told through stone.